It's time for the 101.5 Fishing Report, brought to you each and every week by Mountain Hardware and Sports. Calling all young anglers, the Rotary Club of Truckee is inviting kids 12 and under to the Fishing Derby on Saturday, June 20th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Coldstream Pond just behind Donner Memorial State Park. This free event is a great way for families to enjoy the outdoors and introduce kids to the fun of fishing. Sign up in advance at Mountain Hardware and Sports Donner Pass location, then bring your poles and join local experts from the Rotary Club for a morning of fishing and family fun. The Truckee River is settling into excellent early summer fishing conditions. Flows continue to drop across the system, currently measuring around 248 CFS out of Tahoe City, 306 CFS right here through the town of Truckee, and 537 CFS near Farad, with improving clarity following the recent rainstorms. Water temperatures remain cool in the high 40s during the mornings before climbing into the mid-50s by the afternoon, bringing on steady hatches of caddis, blue-winged olives, PMDs, and betas, with warmer weather also bringing in increased activity from carpenter ants along the banks. Euro nymphing and streamer fishing continue to be the most reliable tactics, especially during the overcast conditions. Fishing deep pockets behind boulders and structure has been effective as trout spread throughout the river system with the dropping flows. If you're using longer leaders, try focusing on natural upstream drifts. Dry fly opportunities are improving in select stretches during the hatch activity. If you're fishing crayfish and ant patterns, you'll continue to pick up quality fish from Tahoe City down through the Nevada state line. And the Little Truckee River is beginning to settle into more fishable early summer conditions. Flows continue to drop between Stampede at Boca, currently hovering around 387 CFS, allowing for improved wading opportunities in select areas, although you should still use caution due to the higher than average water levels. The water temps remain consistent in the low to mid-50s, thanks to the river's tailwater system, making early mornings the most productive time to target trout. As warmer weather settles into the region, you're probably beginning to see some hatches of yellow sallies, caddis, and pale morning duns throughout the river corridor. The trout are nearing the end of their spawning cycle, but you are encouraged to watch carefully for reds while waiting, as eggs can take over a month to incubate. Subsurface fishing continues to produce the most consistent action, especially in deeper pools and slower seams where indicator nymphing with zebra midges, San Juan worms, glow bugs, and larger streamer patterns like sculpzillas are finding success. And the dry fly fishing opportunities are improving during the hatch windows. You might want to consider exploring the upper Little Truckee above Stampede, where stocked fish can provide additional action throughout the season. A quick word from our sponsor, Mountain Hardware and Sports. Firing up the grill? Before your food hits a flame, swing by Mountain Hardware and Sports for all of your grilling must-haves like sauces, spices, fuel, tools, and more. Thinking about an upgrade? Check out their great selection of grills and let their expert team help you find the perfect fit for your deck, patio, or campsite. You can also shop grills and accessories online anytime at mountainhardwareandsports.com. The lakes and the reservoirs are holding at full capacity. Over at Donner Lake, the water temps are currently holding in the low 50s. The shoreline bite for rainbow trout continues to be the most productive, especially on the west end of the lake. You'll find success using slip sinker rigs with power baiter worms, along with spinners such as castmasters, rooster tails, and panther martins. And the Mackinac fishing remains solid as the fish continue cruising relatively shallow depths between 40 and 70 feet, with heavy spoons producing the best action. The kokanee fishing has also picked up. Although they're feeding aggressively, they still are on the smaller side. So if you're targeting kokanee, you should focus on trolling flashers or hoochies in 20 to 30 feet of water for the best results. Boca Reservoir, the trout fishing remains steady throughout the lake, with most anglers finding success near the dam using cast masters, panther martins, or power bait and worms on a slip sinker rig. And if you're fly fishing, you should also consider targeting the Little Truckee River Inlet. Word on the street, it's been producing quality fish. The kokanee bite has been fair, although most of the fish are relatively small. You'll find success trolling flashers paired with wedding rings. Stampede Reservoir, the water temps are averaging in the mid-50s. The boat launch is fully opening and the kokanee fishing continues to improve. Try using pink or orange hoochies behind dodgers in 25 to 40 feet of water, specifically around the Sage Hunt and Little Truckee Inlets. And for rainbow trout, anglers trolling Rapalas are finding steady action, while shore anglers are picking up trout on spinners, worms, and power bait. Over at Prosser Creek Reservoir, the water temps are climbing into the mid-50s. Trout fishing has been productive near the north end of the lake, using power bait and small spoons. Bass fishing is also beginning to heat up as fish push into shallows with warming spring temperatures. So if you're targeting bass, you should focus on warmer pockets of water and weed edges, where the fish are actively feeding. Wacky rigged rubber worms and jig head presentations are producing the most consistent results. This 101.5 Fishing Report was brought to you by Mountain Hardware and Sports. Whether you're a seasoned angler or a beginner with your first rod and reel, Mountain Hardware and Sports is your go-to destination for all things fishing. Visit any of their stores in Truckee, Incline Village, and Blairston to purchase all of your fishing essentials and to get advice where to head out in the water for the day. You can also learn more about Mountain Hardware and Sports by visiting their website at mountainhardwareandsports.com. That was your 101.5 Fishing Report. Listen anytime on demand at TruckeeTalkRadio.com or subscribe and follow on Apple, Spotify, or your favorite podcast provider. Just search KTKE.